Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Erica, yeah!
As he gets ripped apart.
I'm glad she's on my side.
I don't think a door's gonna stop Ginger.
Yeah, you know it now. You understand what happened. You know you were dominated, and it was his voice in your fucking head that you heard.
Even though he got a chunk, he makes sure he's firmly in front.
Horace aims for the back of his neck to blow his throat out so he can't cast on anyone else.
So I'm going to actually charge.
As it's pulling its head back, Scree's just gonna like hop up and like dig his claws into its neck and just rip its head off.
And though the klaxons still blare, combat is over. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Good Vibrations. How's everybody fucking feeling tonight? I'm stoked. How about you?
Oh, doing great. We've been shooting the shit before the show. We were talking about different types of bears.
Yep.
All bears are great.
Bears are pretty awesome. We did talk a lot about bears. Koalas are the worst.
You know another kind of bear that's great that we didn't talk about?
What's that?
Gummy bears.
Oh. Gummy bears are good. Care Bears.
Now we're talking like the gummy CBD bears. Gummy, or
yeah, that way. Well, yeah, of course.
No, obviously, we're talking about the cartoon Gummy Bears, as in Gummy Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
That is so much older than me. I don't remember.
Yep.
But it just puts me in mind of the Robot Chicken skit with the gummy bear and the bear trap.
Gummy bear in a bear trap? That sounds fucking horrible.
You've never seen that?
Nope.
Oh, we're going to watch it after. Oh.
Okay, I'll say after, yeah. It's not one of those things where we can stop.
I'm a gummy bear. Gummy bear! Ah!
You know what another good bear?
Oh, I'm so delicious!
You know what another good bear is?
I'm so delicious!
What type of bear you got?
Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams are pretty good. What was that guy? It was, No, that was...
Talking about the bear microphone thing? Because that's Teddy Ruxpin.
Yep.
No, not that one. I do remember Teddy Ruxpin. No, I was thinking of, was it Gold? No, Golden Crisps had the frog. Wasn't there a bear cereal? They had a bear mascot?
It was Honey Crisps.
Honey Crisps, that's right. Honey Crisps had a bear.
Yeah, you were thinking of Honey Smacks that had the frog.
Yep, Honey Smacks had the frog.
Had Dig'Em.
Yep, Dig'Em the frog.
Or Sugar Smacks.
Yeah, Sugar Smacks. You're right. That's what it was. Sugar Smacks with the frog.
Ooh. God, that was before they got paranoid about adding so much sugar into our cereal as children.
Yeah, which is bullshit. I mean, let's be real.
Look at the cereal now. They haven't stopped.
Oh, yeah, no, it's still sugary. But I mean, like, at least they were overt about it in the old days. In the
That's
olden
true.
Days.
Do they still got, like, Boo Berry and shit like that?
No.
Count Chocula and Boo Berry and...
It's Halloween only.
I mean, it's almost like they kind of have almost like a...
Yeah,
I was going to say, they have like an MCU of like shitty cereal mascots.
They did. You know what it always reminded me of was Masquerade, like the White Wolf shit. Like there was a cereal for everything. There was like the vampire cereal, which is like, you know, Vampire the Masquerade. And then they had like a werewolf
one. Oh, here I am
saying
Marvel. It's like the... the Universal Monster
They got
universe.
Captain America's.
Yeah, Captain America's. But yeah, they had like the Ghost, which would be like Wraith. I don't think they had a Mage one, but still. Anyways, so enough about cereal. Wow, that was actually a short tangent. I think we didn't, Lando, where are we at?
Finishing cereal.
3 minutes.
3:15. Hey, not bad. Okay, we cut it way short of 10 minutes. We could fuck around for another 7 if we want. No, we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to dive in because it has been over 2 fucking months since we played last time on this goddamn game. And it has been so long and I've been so Finnan to get into this shit.
No, it's Finna.
I'm Finna to get into this shit.
I don't come on. This.
He's from the south, isn't he? It's like Fixin. You were just saying
from
this.
Flint, Michigan. I am the you don't get much more north in America than that. Unless you go up into the UP. That's,
I mean, clearly I don't. I mean,
nobody wants to go into the universe.
I don't know where states are, except California, because it's the only one that matters.
So, you hear that? That was my face.
The UP is beautiful.
Yes.
But it's full of fucking weirdos. No offense,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that's all. Anybody that's in the UP that is there and like listens to us, we appreciate
you,
and everything.
Weird, like, people.
But those fucking, yeah, they are like the people that got away from civilization to be away from people. They are all spread out. They are very much like fucking like landmines,
like
on their fucking
like Smoky Mountain Appalachians.
Yeah,
what
they're like
the
they're some back folk country. Don't come from
it's
my guns type
there.
Folk. So,
no. Yeah. What is UP state? I'm over here.
It's like a weird mix of
Upper
like
Peninsula.
Hillbilly and Canadian.
Upper Peninsula. Okay.
Yeah, Michigan has.
So over
the
here,
mitten.
Going like the University of Pennsylvania. What?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, they
man,
call,
those people
they call
that go to University of Pennsylvania.
They call them Upers.
Yeah, Upers is the name for the folk. But yeah, so that's above Michigan. You got your mitten, and you got your little like what they say it looks like a jumping rabbit. Like a jackrabbit, but so that's the stretch.
One of your favorite accents, Josie, that's a Youper, don't you know?
Yeah, that actually, because it connects to, it connects to
that's
Wisconsin.
That's the Minnesota.
But they're Midland.
Minnesota, Wisconsin.
They're not on any sort of peninsula.
It's a peninsula.
What's the Great Lakes?
Wait a minute. Is it not?
No, Minnesota does not border. They've got
peninsula?
Lake of the Woods. They don't need your Great Lakes. They got their own Great Lakes. Their lakes are all great. They got 1,000 of them. It's the land of 10,000 lakes.
It's 1,000 lakes.
I mean, they
lakes,
say that
but...
shit, but I mean, and the Upper Peninsula is absolutely a peninsula. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, but Minnesota's not part of the Upper Peninsula.
It is, no, it's not Minnesota. It's connected to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's essentially Minnesota. Like, they're like, it's like
a
Minnesota
bunch of
Junior.
Northern Minnesota's on Lake Superior, you butthole. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yep, and Minnesota's on Lake Superior.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wisconsin's
that's fair.
Lake, got Lake Superior, and fucking Upper Peninsula. They're all the same area. And wow, okay, so we did go on a tangent.
Tangent recreated.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Can you tell that geography is really just like not my strong suit?
It's not mine either. I had to look up a map.
I actually pulled up a map too.
I all this time.
Is it
I'll
not
tell you
a
what.
Peninsula?
I all this time. And sure I will tell you this as I am picturing Minnesota in my brain during this conversation.
Yep.
I thought it was square.
You don't need the
Minnesota
picture.
Is not one of the square ones. No, it's it's not a crazy one like some of them, but like
it's next to two square ones. But
yeah. Yep, exactly. It's
that's
not
what,
like
that's what that is.
In
okay.
Oklahoma
North
where
Dakota
it's just kinda...
and the land of Lando. South Dakota.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
No,
once
you
upon
still,
a time.
You haven't been gone long enough.
But he's a Coloradan now.
It's okay that I don't know geography, because really, like, my state is big enough that you have to navigate it like it is another country.
Oh, is that so? Geography just doesn't matter because I say so? That's
No, I am justifying my mistakes.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's not a bullshit cop-out. Not at all.
There's a city in really Northern California called Weed.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, now we're just gonna pull up maps and start looking at shit, huh?
It's also it's right next to a place called Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta. Man, if only Shasta
is that
was...
where all the soda comes from?
Actually, Shasta's not
from
as bad
the springs.
As I remembered.
It's alright.
Some random... like diet cola Shasta got left at my house from I think when my sister-in-law was staying here when
diet
me and my
Shasta.
Wife went away.
Sheesh.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad. I drank it all.
Anyway. Let's play a game.
Oh fuck. Okay, yeah, so it's been 2 fucking months since we played this game. So a reminder of what the fuck has happened for my people here. It's obviously in order. So, last time, you guys came back to Zed Station. You were docked at Hasachir Space Dock. Hashachir space dock, and some weird shit happened. You guys all got ambushed. The good vibrations got rocked by maintenance tools in the hangar. Ginger got accosted by a washed-up actor and a group of clones. A bunch of space, or what was it, Spruce Gillis clones. Eddie got trapped in a rejuvenation pod, slowly poisoned by what seemed to be your friend, Hashachir.
Not cool.
It was not cool. It was weird. He like stared you down and everything, like, huh?
Yeah, he was really into it.
Yeah, he was. It's very almost inappropriate how much he seemed to be. He like bit his lip a little bit, like as he was watching, but he has tentacles for his mouth. He couldn't have bit his lip. He did his
Eddie's just drowning in there, shaking his head, like, stop.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's like something. Pulling as far back from the little front glass as he can.
I don't want to die.
Anyways, however, with some help from one scaly bride, a well-timed supernova, and some straight-up brute force on the rest of the crew's behalf, the strange reptoid in disguise as Hashachir was defeated. Everyone was reunited, including a surprise addition to the fight. Eddie's father, Malcolm Fry, teleported in at the behest of a certain talking bear who went to go get help for you. Side by side, the Fry boys fought with Scree also and defeated a Crest Eater, a giant big monster thingy that had like bones and shit and like eight bones, I guess. I don't know. I didn't read enough about it. It just seemed like a cool creature to throw in. That's not true, actually. But yeah, after this Crest Eater was essentially pokeballed right at you guys by that sneaky little reptoid, and said reptoid was felled by a well-placed shot to the throat, I believe. Wasn't that what? You didn't try to take him out, Oris? Just shoot him in the neck or something like that?
I believe so. I think it was the neck shot.
Yeah, I think he put it right through his throat as he tried to flee away, realizing that he was super fucked. So now, the enemies lay dead, the malfunctioning tools lay broken, and Eddie remains butt-ass naked in all this carnage, and you hear his mother yelling down the hallway for him. All of you stand in this chaos. So what are you guys doing?
Scree's checking on Eddie.
He's very naked.
First and foremost.
Or a spying Eddie naked is just gonna...
They're bros.
Give him a thumbs up.
They're bros.
Or is giving him a thumbs up. Like, nice. Not bad.
Thanks.
I'm technically a bird, so I'm not packing the same stuff, but I imagine that's pretty good.
And he's just like... Just puts his hands on his hips.
Just cocks his hips to the side a little bit.
Looks around.
Right.
He doesn't seem bothered that he's naked. It's just all kind of free love, baby. You know?
I think
he's comfortable in his skin.
Malcolm kind of like huffing a little bit after the fight.
He'll take the towel like, from Ginger, wrap it around himself.
Hey, that works.
Thank you.
I'd say, if not, Malcolm was going to give you like his jacket.
Nothing like being attacked when you're your most vulnerable. Am I right?
I mean, I was shopping, so yeah. Like, truly, when you are at your most vulnerable.
Maybe you'll just pants screw you on the head. I'm good. I'm good, buddy. Calm down. It's all right.
Man, if Scree had hackles, they'd still be up. He's looking for more danger.
Morris is gonna go make sure this guy's dead.
Yeah. So
check him over.
As you wander over to him,
he'll go over to his clothes and start changing.
Nice. All right. So you're getting dressed, Morris. As you go over and look over the body of this reptoid, it's now transformed back into its normal form, which is just this kind of elongated face, alien, like, I don't want to say alien, everything's a fucking alien in this game, but like, but yeah, like, looks kind of like a dinosaur dude, but they're actually a little smaller. They're, like, this guy's only, like, 4.5 feet. He's not that big. He's, like, ginger size. But as you find him, are you, like, going through his stuff? Are you, like, messing with him?
Yeah, he's checking him.
Okay.
He doesn't know what this dude's gonna have on him.
So as you go to, like, check his pockets, all of a sudden you start hearing this, like, beep, 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 beep. Give me a reflex save. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. Instead, what?
Rude.
Sorry. Okay, reflex is my best one.
I have so much fun with that. I don't know if anybody else enjoys it. I'd say, I don't know if everybody else enjoys it as much as I do, but no, that doesn't happen. What you do find, though, is a data pad that essentially has, did I say pad?
Yep.
Data pad.
If I have a data pad, that data pad has some information on it.
I kind of smiled to myself and decided not to say anything.
I heard like half chuckle.
Just a data pad?
And then I replayed it in my head. I was like, that's a data pad.
What's on that data pad?
What's on that data pad here? So, yeah, you look at that data pad. You do find, you're flipping through it, and it's got some bullshit in there, but the one thing you do find that's in there is an invoice from someone named Skralen.
He brought a croissant, which...
he bought a croissant sandwich about 3 hours ago. That's your next lead. You find essentially a note saying, like, let me know when the job is done. And a invoice, which is kind of funny that, you know, for something like this, they would give an invoice. But, sure enough, say if they're nothing but thorough.
Here's your assassin
Yeah,
receipt.
There's a fucking receipt.
from Assassins R Us.
Anyways, it's from someone named Skralen at a place called the Third Eye Salvage. So, Eddie, over there, as you start to get dressed... your father is kind of catching his breath for a second, and finally, as he like calms down because he's fired up, you know. In fact, you may never have seen him like this. You've seen him probably pissed off, but you've never seen him like probably in combat. Like you've never seen him fight side by side or anything like that. But finally, as he calms down, he's like, "Edward, are you all right?"
As all right as ever. This has been pretty commonplace for a while.
He almost chuckles to himself a little bit, like has almost a little bit of a smirk, like an understanding smirk, like I get it.
Yeah.
And but then as he is smirking, he's kind of looking past you, and you see his face kind of like sour a little bit, and it kind of hardens up.
Did I do something?
Yeah, so it looks like he is looking right at Sadoon, kind of past you guys over to the side. But you
he
would probably
really
notice.
He doesn't like Kasathans.
Yeah, he's just like, those damn dirty Kasathans.
Oh. No, he's not racist.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. Or Malcolm species. Is not racist. Yeah, species, yeah, I guess it's species. I actually kind of like that side tangent, but they're kind of getting away from the whole race thing in these games and stuff. Like Pathfinder 2 is doing Ancestry. And I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But anyways, so if you were to notice or follow his gaze, you would see that your mother has come around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks at him and her eyes kind of go wide and his face gets kind of hard, but neither of them kind of say anything. They just kind of stare at each other for like a maybe uncomfortable amount of time.
About as surprised as I am then.
So, still alive, Sylvia? And she like doesn't speak. She goes to like answer and like stammers and just doesn't have the words for it. Like she's just like and, like, nothing comes out, and she's just kind of frozen there in a moment, like, in this situation. obviously not expecting to run into her ex-husband. So Sadoon just gonna slide out of the way. He just moves a little bit off to the side. I love it. A giant fucking monster in the middle.
I am searching for snacks.
Atta girl.
Happy family reunion, huh?
The Scree is just standing there awkwardly, right next to Malcolm, watching the exchange, like, huh? Huh?
Huh? Say, there is actually a kitchen just to your right there, where Oris ran through. That is a little kitchen area.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'm going to grab the junkiest food I can find, and I'm coming back, and I'm offering them to anyone that is, like, just gonna stand in the doorway and watch with me. Also, I will kind of, when I get back, nudge Sylvia into the room. Just like, go on. Like, they kind of, it sounds, seems like a conversation's necessary. Crunch.
I posted it in chat, but that reminded me of the fucking Ninja Turtles scene. After, I think it's Leonardo and Raphael have the big fight, Mikey just sits there and goes, Bork Ryan? Bork Ryan.
Bork Ryan.
It's a fucking Donatello.
As soon as Sylvia enters the room, Eddie will close the door with his wrist computer.
As the door is... If the door closes, like, from ceiling to floor...
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm like, I'm getting down on my hands and he's like, oh my god, do not close it out.
It is too. It's like slowly going down and you're just like kind of following it down. Like, no. As it goes down. But then it seals.
I thrive on drama, con.
On the other side, you'll be, find something to do, Ginger.
So, that the door closes and it is the Fry family plus Scree. Is hanging out in the rejuvenation station.
And you'll pull a chair over, sit on it backwards.
I'm gonna rap with you kids real fast. So,
what's going on? Thoughts?
Well, I think it was a mistake to bring her with you here.
Not exactly how I would have broke the ice. I would have broke the ice by saying, why didn't you tell me she was alive? You know what I'm saying? Seems like something her son should have known, right?
I'll be honest, Edward. I didn't know for sure if she was alive. I had my assumptions, but...
Did you know she was with the Islanthi?
That I did.
What the fuck?
What'd you want me to say?
The truth!
Tell you your mother was a traitor?
Yes!
That she betrayed everything you stood for? It was better you just thought that she passed away as a scientist, then...
You get to make that choice, dude.
I'll admit that as an adult, that is true.
I didn't like it much either. Makes me kind of sick to my stomach to know that she worked with those people. No offense, Ma, but gross.
And she is kind of like, now... As you guys are hitting her with this, because like, he's like, she's a dirty goddamn traitor, and you're like, yeah, it's kind of gross. She works with these people. You can almost see like tears kind of welling up in her eyes as she's kind of getting lambasted by these attacks. And
he'll just kind of sigh, like.
Scree's standing next to Eddie, and he's just got his arms crossed and is looking as tough and sort of. He's trying to do the stoic look, but he's kind of like looking too quickly between the two. Looking for danger.
Look, I'm not gonna spend all day here bashing you for shit that's already happened. What's the point? And if it makes you feel better, he's not a gem. He'll just jab a thumb towards his dad. So I get it. I wouldn't even say he's on the right side necessarily.
And you see your dad kind of roll his eyes like this again. The stewards go out there and risk their lives every day to secure peace in the galaxy. Just because you have something to rebel against doesn't mean that they did anything wrong.
I risk my life all the time. I don't gotta control people to do it.
You risk your life doing childish endeavors, chasing credits and entertainment. You don't think I've kept track of your comings and goings, your smugglings? I've never lost track of you, Edward. Of course, I was always watching. I was making sure you'd be all right.
Look, most of Mostly that's true. But recently I've been doing some real stuff.
Ah! And Scree points at the massive monster dead on the floor.
Shit the stewards couldn't do, by the way. They had to stoop to old Eddie's level. So, maybe you're not so great.
And with that, it's funny, because you think with that, like, in that little heated moment you guys kind of had back and forth, it wasn't like an overly aggressive, but just kind of, you know, that slight tinge of, like, you know, elevated, you know, tension. He smiles at that. You're like, oh, not so great, huh? Da-da-da-da-da. And it just kind of, like, you know, it... For a moment, you can almost see, like, he loses sight of Sylvia, or Sylvana, and is just kind of looking at you, then just grin on his face, just kind of nodding. And it was against my judgment that they did send you on this mission, but you've done well. You have done well thus far.
Yeah. He just kind of stands up. It's like, well, that's because me and my crew are the shit. Always have been. Always will be. He's just gonna walk towards the door. You two need to hash this, whatever this is, out. Okay. Straight up. You work for the... You're the stewards guy. She worked for the Aslanti. Maybe she can help you out. Either way, this whole kind of at each other's throat thing isn't gonna work. Not for me.
What would you suggest? Protocol says I should take her in and arrest her.
I was planning on locking you in this room for a few hours.
Edward.
What's up?
This is literally like the plot of an 80s movie. You're seriously going to lock us in a movie?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of them, and he closes the door and locks it.
Which is fun, because so I'm going to allow
up,
other
me
stuff.
Adults.
So... I assume, Scree, you got out, or did you stay in there with
Scree
him?
Went with him, but maybe
oh, yeah.
Not.
Okay. That would
Scree
be
could be the ref.
He like
<Scree's just laughs>
he like
got
pointed
popcorn.
At his eyes. He points at his eyes, points at them as the doors close.
Nice. So I'm gonna retcon this a little bit as far as like we're gonna jump forward and then jump back so that you guys can do some stuff in between.
Yeah,
but
sure.
The overtime of that is like dead silence for like 45 minutes, and then like you just kind of hear a muffled like and then just screaming for like 45 minutes. like they didn't say a word to each other, and then someone fucking took a shot, and then it just fucking erupted. And they just
like,
started
Malcolm's like, yeah, you've aged horribly.
Exactly. Something like that. Be like, you look stupid with that beard, Malcolm. And he's just like, listen here, bitch! And then and just launches in, and you just hear yelling and screaming for like the next 45 minutes. And then finally calming down and like and a discussion to go on. So in the meantime, while that's all going on, again, you said you're gonna lock him in there for a few hours.
Yep.
What are you guys doing? What's everybody doing at this point?
And he's making some ramen.
Oops.
Ah! Where'd I go?
Right. You're back.
Okay.
I was trying to delete a single thing, and it deleted everybody.
I'm still eavesdropping by the door.
Nice.
Eddie would not allow you to stay by the door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can let you guys out here. So,
Let me out. So yeah,
Ginger, you catch a lot of that, and you're probably the one that hears most of it. The yelling part, more people can hear. But starting off that, like, silence. Yeah, because you may not stick around that long. For again, it's 45 minutes of nothing. You probably get bored after a little
bit.
If
Eddie
like...
doesn't let her stay, then obviously, you know, not able to catch any of that. But we're trying.
Yeah, so, which, Eddie, if you think about it, though, like, you start wondering, like, you know, he teleported in. You wonder if he could have just teleported out at any time.
Yeah, probably could.
But he didn't. Interesting. But in the meantime, what's everybody else doing for the next few hours while Malcolm Fry and Sylvana Telmorgantree fucking hash it out in the rejuvenation pods? And then we'll see what happens when you guys finally open that door.
Wow. Little brother.
No.
Oh my.
Scree's gonna be jealous.
No.
So yeah, what's everybody up to? What you guys talking about? What you going to look at?
Are we still locked in this place?
You can find, like, after a little bit, like, you could probably find the code to get it unlocked and stuff on Grasselex, like, through his data pad after skimming through it a little bit. But yeah, and you see that he essentially hacked into the systems of this place. And what are you going to say?
Scree also added that lock onto the door up there. Mm-hmm. So he'll, like, he'll come help and remove that.
Oh, you actually locked it?
Yeah, Scree put a lock on there.
Oh, to keep everybody in? I don't remember that, but I mean, I believe you. I just, that's funny. So,
I'm not locked in here with you.
Yeah, so.
You're locked in here with me.
Yep, which is perfect. So yeah, you open up, the door finally opens up. Probably, it only takes you probably 15 minutes to get all that taken care of. So, doors are open, the place is on lockdown. Or is no longer on lockdown. You guys figure out the code to, like, undo it. And, but yeah, so the only thing you have, and if, Oris, are you sharing the information on the data pad with everybody?
I was thinking once he finished looking this guy over, he would definitely come out and share the news and see if anyone knows who this guy is.
Gotcha.
Oh, it wasn't a lock. It was, what was it? It was ion tape, I think.
Oh, did you slap that ion tape like you did back at the one place?
I think it was ion.
Because I know you did that at the prison. You threw the ion tape over top of all the, like, the security door when you guys escaped to, like, fuck people over. But,
yeah, at neck level, so they get clotheslined.
I like that. But either way, like, it takes you a little bit to, you know, pry the door open or whatever, but you guys get it open. You get the system shut down. Everything's good as far as here. But yeah, so, yeah, a lot of shit happened. A lot of dead bodies, damage to the ship, all types of stuff happened. So, you guys tell me.
Are there any garbage chutes around?
Garbage chutes. Interesting. Yeah, I would say there's, like, a, like, back in the hangar bay, there's, like, a waste disposal place that's, like, a bigger waste disposal for junk, because, you know, they're ripping ships apart and stuff like that and gotta, you know, dispose of it. So I'd say there's, like, a chute for it.
Perfect. So Scree will strip the alien dude, the reptilian alien dude, nice. And then just stuff him in the chute.
That is awesome. So you're stripping him naked and then fucking throwing him in the thing?
Yep.
That is awesome. Okay, well, so this is what he had on him. Oh, never mind. Why didn't it actually do the loot? Well, that's fun. Anyway, so this, and this is what was on there.
Wow!
Sorry. Yeah, he had a D-suit one. That was his armor. Sonic pistol thunderstrike for his weapon. He had extra spare battery for reloading. A serum of enhancement commando. The data pad that Adam pulled off. And then a cred stick for $100.
Yeah. And, yeah, just unceremoniously just, like, stuffs them in, like, maybe, you know, a bit roughly.
Yeah, and actually it's fun because, like, as you're pushing him in, you realize he's kind of squishy because, like, you know, obviously he can morph into other things because he looked just like Hasashir not that long ago. And you guys would know that once you realize he's a reptoid, that's what reptoids can do. They can transform similar to Ginger, but Ginger's on a whole different level. Like, Ginger, like, is, you know. But yeah, so you take him down into the ship area and find a little chute off to the side. And, you know, kind of, you have to squish him a couple times to get some arms past the thing. And then next thing you know, it pops in. You just hear the, like, a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon. So, you never hear the kablooey at the bottom, though, because it is a long way down. But yeah. So, the body of one Grasselex, which, by the way, now that you guys pulled up his pad, you did see, like, the email to him with the invoice literally says, like, to Grasselex at Big Papa 69, something. I don't know. A silly email address. Bye, bitch. I like that. Scree.
Scree was not impressed with this guy.
Nice. Right, so Grasselick's gone. Parents fighting. Door shut. What's everybody else doing? Ginger handing out snacks.
Yeah, if so Ginger will have done as much eavesdropping as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And barring that, we'll come in and check in with Eddie, because Eddie was looking pretty rough. Speaking of, sorry, are you dressed yet, or are you still in towel?
Yeah, he's dressed.
Okay. I think we'll come sidling up to Eddie, like,
love that.
So, do you think they're getting back together back there?
He's just eating a pouch of noodles. I don't know.
Do you want them to?
I don't care.
They spawned you.
Yep, yeah, I sure did.
It's just not a thing you're interested in.
I don't need them to get together. I need them to get along.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
That's it.
Look,
I mean, one of them was dead a few days ago. Now she's not.
Mean, you thought they were dead. There's a distinction. Yeah.
That's what I meant. To me, she was dead. Now she's alive.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, weird.
Weird how? Because, like, alright, so that's not really an emotion that I've felt. So, if I'm gonna understand it to be able to copy it, you know, I kind of need to... Details, man. Comparable feelings. Is it distraught?
Happy. Confused.
Okay.
Irritated that I didn't know.
On a scale of, like, stubbing your toe to... getting fired.
Those aren't comparable things.
They aren't?
No.
Okay. Seems like a little bit of an eyebrow raise, like, I'm gonna have to reconsider that.
Yep.
I don't know what emotions are.
Look, they're trying their best. They really are.
I mean, she knows, she's well studied. I have a very high charisma.
That's true. You have a high charisma, pat, pat, pat on your head.
Very high charisma, very high intelligence. You I can got dissect the highest. Emotion.
Who's got a high charisma?
Who's got a high charisma? You got the highest charisma.
Dickheads.
Yep.
Classic. Well, I don't know. I gotta believe that there's a path back for...
Oh, you mean from, like, experimenting on people?
Shit that she's done? Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, now that's a juicy one. Have you really, like, unpacked, like, that?
Not yet.
When you do, can I be in the room?
No. You know, if I had to give you some advice, if you want to study people and learn how people act... It's a lot better if they don't know you're doing it.
That's kind of like why I haven't said anything.
You're saying it to me.
I'm saying it now, but like we've been traveling together for some time, and have I said a damn word about something like this?
No.
This is me doing that thing where like you're supposed to open up to people. Yeah, I could be a little more vulnerable, I think. Would rather I not? I can go back to just like...
This isn't you being vulnerable.
It depends on your definition. I'm telling you what I want is to be curious about you.
Okay.
I'm struggling to be nice.
Okay.
By asking about you and wanting to understand you.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
But there are some things that are a little too personal.
Seems like pressing X to doubt, but not saying it.
I appreciate that you're curious, and when I'm ready to talk about it, you'll be the first to know.
I mean, well, thanks, but...
Well, second after Scree.
Scree, yeah.
Little bubble pops up, says Ginger like that.
Gonna scooch on past Sadoon back to the sort of cafeteria area. I'm gonna go back to crunching crisps. But is sitting in a spot where Ginger is able to see Eddie from through the doorway, just watching.
We can see Eddie give the rest of his pouch of noodles to Scree.
I put him off his appetite. Or
don't Scree even... just eats the whole packet.
Throws it back. Oh, it doesn't even, like, you're talking, like, packet and all?
Yep, just eats the packaging.
That's awesome. I love it. I didn't think of that at first. I thought you were, like, just shooting it real quick, but, like, nope, you're right. Scree would just eat the fucking cardboard that it came in.
It's a crunchy exterior.
I like it.
It's extra meat.
Yep, that waxy part is, like, really nice. It's got a good texture to it.
Oris, what exactly did we find on that data pad?
Well, they were smart enough to keep an invoice of the hit that was ordered. Someone named Scranlin? Rainy Bell?
The assassin had a receipt?
Yeah.
What was the name?
Scranlin?
Do I know that name, Dane?
Scralin. And no, you don't know the name right off the top of your head, but if you were to, like, Google it, essentially. Not Google it, but whatever the fucking... We should come up with a name. Do we ever come up with a name of what the world this is? Like, we should come up with a... I know we're getting closer to the end, but we should come up with, like, what they call a Google in this.
Yeah, I mean...
Deceased Starfinder.
It's probably Zoogle.
Zoogle? I like what you say, Elise? Scraggling?
Like scrying, but
oh, scrying with scraggling?
Just scraggle.
Scraggle. Yep. Can you scraggle it real fast for me? Yeah. So if you get, I like it. It's perfect. Scraggle. So if you guys, scraggle it. I gotta write that down.
He even got his business on here.
But yeah, so if you scraggle him, you do come up with the third eye salvage and the proprietor being a person named Scraylin.
Well, he definitely owns the salvage place, according to this. I'll, like, tap his screen. Not sure what he has to do with assassins.
I mean, we should certainly ask him.
And you also get a little picture of, like, on the website of, like, the thing. And they are a Draelic, which is, you know, like the know thyself guys with the staffs and shit.
Oh, like, shit. Zoom in, look at it, like, look familiar?
It's one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah. Not one you've seen, though. Doesn't seem to be one you recognize.
They don't seem like the type to own a salvage yard to me. But maybe I'm just judging a book by the cover.
Yeah, I'm gonna poke my head into this back room. Do we know where Hasachir is?
Nope.
I'm just gonna poke around back here.
Yeah. So you come back. I didn't put a wall there, but yeah. So that's like the control room for the robot that was fucking up the good vibrations. And you see that the whole console's out. Like it's been fried, thanks to a fucking jolting surge on Sylvana's part. And the machine is pretty essentially dead, and the console's out. But back here, nothing seems to be there.
Do you think this Scraylin might have a such here?
I mean, certainly a place to start.
Yeah, I mean, he can be anywhere.
Yeah, I'm a bit curious.
At that moment, Aristo comes running up. He's like, "I'm here to help everybody." He's got a big fucking rifle in his hand. Like, I had to get geared up. Where's all you guys? Sit down.
Oh my god, you're a sweet boy.
Yeah, shit. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, stand down, soldier.
Okay, no problem. Sits down on, like, a little fucking... There's, like... Because in this main room you're in, there's, like, these kind of, like, it almost reminds me of, like, airport seating. There's, like, these really... those, like, little shitty, like, all-connected chairs where they're, like benches of them, essentially. And he just kind of sits down on one, leaning on his rifle. Like, god damn, I hate it when I'm late.
Oh, hey, you missed your opportunity to meet Spruce Gillis.
I'll just shove a bag in his face. Pork rind?
Pork rind. He takes it and starts eating it. But when he hears that from Ginger, he's like, you met Spruce Gillis?
I met a couple of them. They tried to kill me.
What?
Wait a minute, what? Spruce Gillis tried to kill you?
A couple of them, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Did you take him out? Did you say something cool when you did?
You know what? It was so cool. It was the greatest fight.
Yeah, watching his movies, it makes me want to die. Does that count?
Well, you know.
I think he gasps at you for that. He's just like,
I appreciate, like, just that there's so much variety in a collection of clones, you know? Like, they really have range.
Oh, he was one of the... Oh, yeah, that's right. They're all clones. I always forget... You know, there's such... Spirit skills, he's got such... He actually normally has, like, really good range. And, like, so sometimes I forget that it's not even the same one every time. Like, each movie is a different guy.
You know, and the times where they release a film and it's, like, all of them together and they're all doing different parts, like... You know, things to aspire
what,
to.
What, Spruce Gillis did, like, the clumps?
Yeah, he did a Nutty Professor movie. That was,
It's deeply upsetting to me.
The kooky scientist.
I don't like it.
I mean, you know, you're always looking forward to the Spruce Gillis Bowl.
Yeah.
Across the Gillisverse.
Yeah. Across the Gillisverse. yeah, he can actually sing really well. His rendition
it's like every
of,
so often, remember, hey, we established... Every so often we established that there's just like a battle royale between the Spruce Gillis clones.
The Gillis Bowl? Hell yeah, that is 100%. That is fucking canon. That they hunt each other to see who's going to be the next top like billing Spruce Gillis at the end of the
Gillis Games.
Yep, the Gillis Games. Oh, I like that. The Gillis Games. It's even better. Fucking, that's what it is. It's exactly what it is too. It's fucking Hunger Games. They drop like 100 of them on like a fucking island, or like maybe it's like I think it's a different place every time. Like it's a different planet, different island, different whatever. Always different. Like
only half
things.
Of them fight. The other half are just like busy writing shitty music albums.
Exactly, and those ones always get killed.
Yeah, those are
like,
their
why
free
don't
points.
We just sing, guys? And then someone shoots them.
I imagine that, like, you know, every so often, they're always trying to one-up each other with the locations every Gillis game.
Mm-hmm.
So they drop them off on a planet. It's like, all right, the atmosphere here has a mild neurotoxin that'll kill you in a week if there's one of you left.
Yep.
If there's more than one of you left.
Yeah, one year they accidentally, they were like, they dropped them off in a live volcano. And realized as they were dropping them, like, oh, fuck, they're all just burning up and dying. So, like, the, like, last guy to jump, they told him to grab him. And they, like, just caught him before he jumped. And he was technically the winner. Just
good
because
job.
They all of them died. They were just like, oh, okay, that was a bad year. Everybody was really upset. Like, let's say
yeah,
that.
it was the wrong volcano.
Yeah, exactly. They thought it was, like, it erupted as they jumped in. And they thought they were just going to be fighting out, like, the crust of it. Like... But it exploded just as they jumped in. So luckily they did save one though, so that the Spruce Gillises weren't lost forever. And he went on to do Exist with Liberty or Be Unalive Difficultly.
But yeah, so before I came here, they ambushed me while I was shopping. Which, rude.
That's fucking crazy. How'd you get away? They're fucking tough.
Oh, I'm tougher.
Ooh. That's awesome. See, if you said something like that, that'd have been awesome. That's like a perfect line. That like, be like, oh, they're tough. Like, I'm tougher. Like, yeah. But you needed to like kind of look, like, half turn and like look at the camera when you said it, like, and then it would star wipe to another scene. They really like star wipes in those movies. I don't know why. Can I kill them? Did I say Aristo can speak Goblin? Everybody can speak Goblin now, right?
I don't know that Ginger can.
That's right. I would say I think most everybody took it at least. But anyways.
Yeah, I very deliberately have not yet taken Goblin because I think it's just funnier to be the one person in the room that doesn't speak it yet. What did Scree say?
No, you can't kill them. Well, maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
If they start some shit.
Yeah. Don't start out so hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, they're coming from the modeling agency. I think they're upset with me.
I didn't think it was that serious of a business. Apparently.
I mean, we're talking about, like, multi-trillion dollar, you know, spacefaring industry. Yeah.
They send hitmen?
No. I mean, they have their own private army. Pretty much every... Alright, so, yeah, no, they sent hitmen.
Yeah, that seems like too much, you know?
Galaxy Runway was like,
It was a pretty intense show. So I could see it.
Yeah.
Project Galaxy.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there you go. Spin-off show.
No, you know, I suppose it's more a case of, like, the work that I would do for them.
I was going to say, like, what did you do to them?
I didn't do anything to them. But, I mean, I did stop working as actively for them when I joined the crew.
Okay. Did you...
Okay, go ahead.
Did you know that they would get all pissed off if you stopped doing stuff for them?
They might have caught me doing a couple of things that, like, a person shouldn't. And I either had to work for them or, like, disappear, you know?
You want to expand on that a little?
Yeah, so you know how, like, I've been keeping my shapeshifting under wraps, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so now imagine that you're, like, a very rich company, and you've got a bunch of celebrities and models working under you, but they're not the most stable of people, and they sometimes get into trouble or need to disappear for a bit, maybe go to rehab or do a court appearance, maybe someone's threatening their life. And so you happen to stumble across somebody that can look and act like anyone, and she's been impersonating some of your talent for ages and, like, you know, bumming off of their lives. And you feel like, oh, well, we can maybe make use of this.
So you were, like, hermit crabbing celebrities?
What's a hermit crab?
That's a really good...
I like that one.
That's a really good analogy.
What? Saying that she's hermit crabbing celebrities?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, because she is. a hermit crab. So, a hermit crab is, like, it's a crab. Do you know what a crab is? That's a yes or no question.
I do. I get the crab part.
Okay, so you know what a crab is. Do you know what a hermit is?
Well, it's somebody that just, like, I guess, lives alone on a planet, just, like, guarding ancient textbooks or something.
Yeah, so that part kind of doesn't really fit. So, like, it's more like a transient crab or like a vagabond crab. But basically, a hermit crab, what it does is it can kind of just find a shell on the ground and just make a house out of it, you know, like crabs do.
Oh,
and then it can
just kind of pop
it off and then pick up a better one if it finds a better one, etc., etc.
Yeah. Totally. No, I get you now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had very, very nice lives. I just wanted to participate for a bit.
Yeah, I get
it. Like, is that so wrong?
No. I can't say I wouldn't have done it. The whole pissing off the model agency with assassins might be something that you might have thought about beforehand. But,
I mean, honestly, I didn't even really pay that much attention before. I didn't even really know that these people were connected. I just knew that they were wealthy. Only started getting super into, like, those shows and stuff when it became my job to impersonate them.
Hmm. He just kind of shrugs. It's like, eh, you know. Scree and I did some smuggling for people, knowing that it would piss other people off. So... He just kind of shrugs again. Not really gonna judge you.
Okay.
Do what you gotta do to make ends meet.
I don't like Spruce Gillis, but I wouldn't mind living as him for a few days, you know? See how that feels. Try that one on for size.
Shockingly, I haven't done the clones yet, but I could probably just disappear among them. I bet I could even win those games.
Yeah, probably. Like,
that would actually be a pretty cushy gig.
I mean, that would be
gig.
A twist. The Spruce Gillis that won the Gillis games isn't a Gillis at all. And then the line ends there. What a twist.
Ooh, which twist?
Oh my god, everyone in the galaxy would be trying to kill me.
That's a good thing you can wear anyone's face.
I know, right?
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Or a... Who's that? N. Light Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Black Betty Shyamalan.
Yep. And Black Betty Shyamalan. I love that.
Perfect.
But yeah. Anyway, so that's why the squad came after me. And hey, it's not like they've got an infinite number of clones.
Yeah, she made it sound like they do.
I mean, they take a little bit to grow.
You would know that, like, or actually give me a, if you want to get into it, give a, what do you call it? What's the one we want to use? I guess culture?
Yeah, culture makes sense.
Yeah. And if you have anything that's like underworld, you can get some like, I don't know if anybody has like Eddie, I'm not sure if you have like underworld type stuff or Marissa Dune.
Your background. So.
Yep, never mind. So that's enough. You would know that that you have heard of the Gillis squad before, and Zahn Gribolta before as well, that they are kind of like a mercenary group and they are not affiliated with the normal like Gillis. Like they were rejects that were thrown out that he essentially like paid for to have as like hired muscle. And they were just like, yeah, might as well make some money off them. Normally they just destroy the shitty clones. So that's why they were also not able to like speak at all. They were just like
the Gillis runoffs.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, exactly. That's why all they could do was say their own name like they were Pokemon.
Weren't they just saying like one catchphrase?
I thought they just kept saying spruce. Oh yeah, that's right. What was it? It's a fucking yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. That's what they kept saying. I forgot about that.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Just kept saying yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Four. My life is pain.
Yeah. That's what it meant. But yeah, so that's why you know that. So there might be more of them out there, but there isn't technically like an infinite amount. Like they're not mass producing them like they do the regular Gillises. These are the throwaways. They have to be, I mean, I guess they technically can be bought, but like it's not cheap. And Zahn Gribolta.
Okay.
Doesn't have infinite funds because he's washed up at this point. He tried to sexually assault a masseuse and really hasn't been the same since.
Oh, damn. Well, I think would probably stick with the infinite story, just because, like, it sounds more fantastic.
I like it. Okay.
Like, yeah, totally, just, like, endless waves of them.
That's fucking intense. I didn't realize there were so many of them. They make that many? Wow.
Yeah, it takes some time to grow them, but... anyway, so we had some other things to deal with, aside from my attempted assassination. Robot... Fuck. Assassin. Eddie nearly died in, like, a jar, right? Pickle jar?
It's a tank, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I haven't really used one of those, so I just imagine it smells like pickles inside.
It doesn't not smell like pickles.
With a hint of lavender.
It's like... it's
lavender
like,
pickle?
Smells like Eddie's pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
I couldn't... I couldn't help it.
It smells like when someone tries to like when someone has like BO but they just like spray like fucking cologne over top of it. It's kind of like that where yes, yeah. It does have a pickly briny smell and then the lavender is like trying to mask it but doesn't do it well. As in like maybe they should probably clean these things a little more often than they do.
Ew.
Good delayed ew. That was good.